This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Resetting the timeline?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I am your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are fast and not furious. But I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's his reverse flash to my flash, his green arrow to my Barry Allen. Welcome to the new point. Welcome to the slam. It's about to go to make a jam. I think that's how it goes.
Welcome to Space Jam.
Welcome to the Space Jam. It's the Flashpoint Paradox with your boys, Kalo, and the best kept secret in today's world, BKS. How's everyone doing today? That was going somewhere. It was going over the place, back and forth, but we got there.
It's the multiverse. We can just blame it on that. But what we can't blame are the people who like and share this podcast with anybody and everybody they know. They're good people.
I mean, you could blame them just a little bit.
You could blame them a little bit. But we're here today to talk about the Flash movie. Now, this movie has... I've never personally seen a movie that has been compared on every end of the spectrum from... the greatest superhero movie to have ever been created to the worst, to just like mid. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, but it's been spoiled the whole thing. So I feel like I got a leg to stand to talk about it. You've seen this movie.
I spend my good heart cash on it, which I wish I didn't, and watched when it came on HBO Max. But, you know, as a fan of The Flash, I think I had to do justice. I feel like you would do the same thing if it was the Green Arrow movie. You would probably go.
I think I have to with the tattoo. Yeah. I think that's not locked in forever. Just I hope they don't screw it up.
I don't know. I think a lot of reasons why people didn't go see this movie is because of the actor behind it. And it's like, well, Warner Brothers, you kind of dropped Johnny Depp after the allegations with him. But when you know the facts are real with Ezra Miller's, you're not dropping him. You're full on. There was no campaign for this movie with The Flash at all.
Yeah.
It was all Batman, Batman, Batman. That's why people joked around it's a Batman movie, because there were, every advertising you see was focused more on Batman, Michael Keaton's, and rather than Ezra Miller's Flash.
Yeah, you brought up a good point, and I guess that's kind of why, like, because with superhero movies, I'm just a sucker. I'll go see them. But, like, this one, I kind of felt weird going to see or, like, paying to see. I get it's not like... I'm trying to think of the right way to say it. It's not me spending my money will get Ezra Miller out of The Flash. It's not.
But you also don't want to support a movie where they keep the man in it.
Exactly. That's what I don't want to do. I just... I don't like him. Like, I don't think... I think if they were going to do something, this is me being totally biased, and I think you would agree, potentially, maybe. Grant Gustin should have been in.
Either.
Allegations happened. Just film a scene with Ezra Miller and have that Flash. Do whatever. Just somehow get Grant Gustin in that suit somehow.
So either Grant Gustin or Jeff Jesse Westlip, whatever the other guy's name is, who played a Jay Garrick.
Yes.
Him, those two guys. And that's the main reason why they weren't even in this movie, because James Gunn was like, I didn't want to take, because everyone would share more for Grant Gustin and the other Flash rather than Ezra Miller. That's why they weren't in this movie. But here's the thing. Let me fix this movie for you at the end. Bob the Builder. It's a simple fix. And apparently there were four other post-credit scenes where they could have gone, but they all dropped it. There was one with Wonder Woman and Superman, one with just Superman and Wonder Woman. But it's like, I feel like that would have been a cool way to introduce the new person cast as Superman, the new person playing as Wonder Woman, if they're casting a new Wonder Woman. But here's a better way. Forget about your casting and your Clooney's, who was also in the post-credit scene. I'll get into that later as your new Batman. This is how you fix it. You see Barry running back to stop his mom. So Barry goes back as the Flashpoint movie because his mom's dead and he's like, I want to save it. We don't see the Reverse Flash. We just know it was a break. We think it's a break-in. Somebody stabbed him. And the dad was at the grocery store getting soup. So Barry's like, if my mom never forgot the soup, my dad would be safe. So he put the soup in the can. When he go after the Flashpoint stuff happens and he goes and he tries to undo what he did, he picks the can from the soup and moves it to a different shelf where his dad can see it. And he goes back and everything seems to be perfect. When Barry, after redoing his mess, I know I might sound like an idiot right now, but I'm going somewhere, I promise.
It's in general, the Flashpoint stuff is convoluted. Yeah. So
just walk with me for a second. So after Barry picks the soup from his mom's and puts it back and runs back to the present, that, and he takes his mask off, that's when we should see the new Flash going back. And then boom, he's a different person. It's a different unit, different timeline, because that's what they did with the animated series. There was a different art style. And he runs back the next movie. Everyone looks a little bit different. You could have done that instead of showing Ben Affleck is now Michael Clooney or whatever the Batman was in the Batman and Robin movie. But you could have that, and you could have changed your Ezra Miller into your Grant Gustin. Your DC Flash movie is saved. I think I got there. I think I fixed it.
My brain.
It's still good. It's still good. My it's brain good. Hurts. It's still good. But here's the thing. The Flashpoint movie wasn't, I feel they changed a lot of it. It's not like the Flashpoint animated movie or the comic book. And I feel like if they kept it safe and didn't, it would have been a better movie.
Also, too, my big gripe with DC movies, especially now, if James Gunn is just redoing everything, why would I spend money to go see this movie if it means nothing, right?
No, it does. It does. You make a good point. But I feel like it all matters at the end credit scene. If the end credit scene leads something going into James Gunn's universe, then yeah, it makes sense because you're resetting the timeline.
Okay, so this post-credit scene was
no, it didn't. It doesn't lead in. It doesn't.
Then what the heck are we doing? No, why are we here?
No. I'm saying it should have done it.
Oh, it should.
Where the end credit scene, new Barry Allen, because we already see we see a different Batman. You get a new Batman. You get a new cast of the Justice League, and you tee up to the what's going to be next for Blue Beetle at least. You tease something up like that. Also, the beginning of the scene, Barry saves a bunch of babies. He puts the baby in a microwave. So kind of unsafe. Bad person, Barry. Here's my camera. There it is.
On par with him in real life. So
yeah, and that makes sense. Oh God,
it checks out.
Yeah, they also do Dark Flash instead of Reverse Flash as the villain, because
that's not Zoom. That's totally different.
No, it's not. So Barry. So the new the Flash. I'm gonna call the second Barry Flashpoint Barry. He sees that the Michael Keaton and Kara are dying, and he's like, we got to save them. So he keeps going back in time. But every time they go back in time to where right before they're dying, it's a different way they're dying. So they're in the Speed Force, and Flashpoint Barry's future self said, I almost have it. It's been 80. I've been doing this for 809 years. I almost have, and you can see his armor is decayed. He's going a little bit crazy. He's evil. He's trying to stop current Barry from changing the timeline and fixing it. It's a whole mess. It's a whole thing. The movie's bad. 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10. Definitive.
Don't go see it. And then they're taking it away. Like I said, they're taking it out of the theaters July 16th.
My only thing is, I think Supergirl, part of that movie, was pretty okay. I don't know, like, what you're this, you like, yeah. Superman, yeah, that's your deal.
Yeah, she was okay.
She was okay.
That was like the one thing that they kept the same from the Flashpoint movie. Superman, it's locked up, but instead of Superman, it's Supergirl. they kept that aspect the same.
Well, in the movie, didn't Zod kill Superman as a baby?
In this movie, yeah, because they were looking for that DNA. And I'm like, that's fucked up.
Killing Holy babies.
Killing babies.
This movie's dark.
This movie ain't your regular superhero movie. And people thought Deadpool killing baby Hitler was too much. Shit. Here's another thing. The movie has some funny parts. It had some funny parts. But you see the other Earths. So this whole takeaway of this movie, Barry creates the multiverse because of Flashpoint.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L.
Okay. You see the other Earth. You see the 2004 Superman. You see Nicolas Cage dressed up as Superman fighting a robot spider.
At one point in this podcast, I wanted to bring that up because that was something. That was the first thing I got spoiled, was that.
That Nicolas Cage was in the movie?
Yeah.
You got that, and it sucked. It was just so bad. Like, there were... And apparently, it was a whole new multiverse. It wasn't a whole new timeline. They dropped it. But I don't know why people at the screening was like, this movie's really good. It's a really good movie.
People were saying this is the best superhero movie, like, in general, of all time. And I was like, are you sure about that?
Yeah, because they're saying Aquaman. People walked out of the Aquaman screening. So I'm like, it can't be that bad if people aren't walking out of the Flash movie. But it's like, what the fuck? Who are these people screening to? I need to speak to them.
Also, too, the one thing for this movie that kind of sealed the deal for me outside of, like, Ezra Miller was the director saying that the bad CGI in the movie was on purpose. In my day, as a student in school.
You were a film student one time.
Well, not even a film student. I'm talking about, like, middle school Kalo. I'm talking about high school Kalo. I know there's a point in time where I handed in a piece of dookie for homework, and I crafted the excuse, listen, I just didn't, like, understand it, or it was too complex, or I thought this was right. When I know I was dead wrong and just guessed, that is the excuse this man gave. Where he was like, yeah, the CGI was on purpose. Like, it was bad because we're seeing it from Barry's perspective. What kind of, like, what?
Well, CGI, for me, there were some parts where I'm like, okay, that's kind of bad. And some of them weren't that bad. Like, it didn't really bother me. But the parts I'm like, okay, really? Really? And then when he said it, because I learned about this prior to seeing the movie. And I'm like, that's just lazy at that point. But it's like... I'm still flabbergasted on people saying best superhero movie of this decade. It's like, you have blueprints. Fine. You don't want to read the comic books. They're too nerdy for you. I get it. Watch the animated movies. They copied it from this Flashpoint movie. It's like copying your kid's homework. Hey, can I copy your homework? Sure. just don't make it so obvious. Okay. And it's like the completely wrong answer. Somebody put A, you put D down left and right. This movie was just a hot garbage. I say, hot take alert. The Batman versus Superman movie, slightly better than the Flashpoint movie.
All right. While we're bringing up Superman, I don't know. On TikTok, I seen. Did you watch Superman and Lois or no? I don't know where you stand.
I don't watch that. I haven't gotten to it. I should say.
I haven't either. I watched the first two or three episodes.
I heard it's good, but I can't take anybody's word now after the Flash movie.
Yes, but again, I don't know if this is just me. I should stay off TikTok. They showed the finale to Superman and Lois. And it showed Lex Luthor. I don't know where they're allocating proper resources, but somehow, some way, the finale of Superman and Lois with the reveal of Lex Luthor and like his character and everything, there's something with Bizarro. Like, that is 20 times better than anything DC has put out movie wise in the past like 7 years.
Live action movies, correct?
Live action.
Because the animated movies are perfect. Don't go at me.
Well, you didn't. What about Injustice?
We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that.
That's a stepchild. We don't talk. Different universe. Different timeline.
Multiverse. Different timeline. Yeah.
We don't want to talk about that.
I guess to kind of like wrap up like the Flash talk here. I personally, and this applies to any DC movie moving forward, unless they somehow just tell you, like, hey, this movie moving forward is the timeline you need to be invested in. Because Aquaman is already in production or pretty much done, and then all that stuff. Like, Blue Beetle 2. I feel bad, because I want Blue Beetle to do good, because I like Sholo Martinez, because he's from Cobra Kai, and he's a good actor. But, like, he's going to get that movie and then just get it retconned because DC can't get their act together.
I think that's the first movie that's fixed. Yeah. Whatever. I think it's Aquaman or whatever comes out first. Also, the post-credits scene was Jason Momoa talking to Flash and Barry trying to tell him what he did. I'm like, you could have made Jason Momoa Lobo right there in the post-credits scene, because you're a whole new different time. Because Jason Momoa wants to be Lobo. Cast him as Lobo. Forget about Aquaman. But anyway, that movie is going to do good solely based on you have the dedicated fans of Cobra Kai who love this actor. And they're like, oh, I love them in Cobra Kai. Let me see how it is. And first of all, good for him. Because for all I've seen him was in Cobra Kai. And this kid deserves so much more, because the kid is really good. He gets really good acting. And I hope this becomes his breakout movie for him. Like Jenna Ortega's Wednesday was the breakout show for her.
She's going to be a Marvel actor. I'm calling it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm calling it. She's going to stay far away from DC. Even though she gives me DC vibes, I just don't know where she would be put in. But I'm going to say Marvel.
I could see her as Rogue.
Okay.
With a southern accent.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
There you go, Marvel. I just pitched you for your X-Men character, Rogue. Jenna Ortega. Hot take.
Yeah, I mean, that can go in many directions. All right,
before we go.
Yes.
Since we talked about Cobra Kai, what's one actor would you put in a DC or Marvel movie from that show?
From Cobra Kai?
From Cobra Kai.
Oh.
Who would you pick? And this goes for everyone who's listening. Let us know. You can add us on Instagram and tell us in our DMs.
Call me crazy.
You're crazy. But
the guy that plays Kreese could play a very good Lex Luthor.
Yes, but
or Johnny Silverhand.
Johnny Silver. Johnny Silver. That's Johnny Silverhand.
I'm thinking of
Edward Scissorhands.
Cyberpunk. Thinking of Cyberpunk.
Johnny Silverhands. Yes, of course.
Of course. Cyberpunk. Keanu Reeves.
I could see Kreese as being a good Lex Luthor. I just don't want him to shave his hair, because I love how he is. I don't think
that's what bald caps are for.
Nah, stop it. Johnny Silver, I could see him.
Terry Silver, that's what it was.
Yeah, Terry Silver, Johnny Silver. God, you too. Terry Silver, he could be. So I'm thinking of him in Karate Kid 3 when he's just over the top being crazy.
Riddler.
Like, yeah, give the Riddler. But, you know, I could see him as well now as a good Joker. What about the kids? I was hoping for you to give me a kid's answer. I was going to say you could.
Hawk as Red Hood.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. You could do Hawk as Red Hood, or you could do, who was it?
You I'm not going to say Peyton List as Catwoman, because that's the easy cop-out.
Huntress for her.
Oh, okay.
That was mine. You could do, who's that kid's name? No, a better person for Red Hood, Johnny's kid.
Oh, the guy that looks lost all the time.
Yeah, him, because in the Karate Kid, he has a dementia. He has that dementia. What's the dementia? The dilemma of doing the good thing, but he's still beating up people. Red Hood comes from the Lobster Prince. He wants to do good, but he wants to kill these people. You have that good versus evil scenario for him. For that, and then you can have Johnny Lawrence be his Red Hood's dad before he gets killed.
Ooh,
yeah.
Universe building.
Oh wait, Kreese has Two-Face.
Oh yeah, he does have a good face for that.
Two-Face, Kreese for Two-Face. There you go.
Hashtag Kreese for Two-Face.
Yes.
But what isn't Two-Faced and what will be here? It is you. Are more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Podcast Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? It's the best kept secret in radio today, BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.